This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Jennifer Anderson. Deployment doesn't have to put a cramp into your military education. Specialist Ryan Barwick has more from Kuwait.
Soldiers are taking their first big step as non-commissioned officers at the Warrior Leader Course training in Camp Buring, Kuwait.
Third Army Arsenal takes charge of the two-week course, supplying the event with small group leaders, or SGLs, back in the States.
Flashlight!
Sergeant First Class Demetria Faircloth, Warrior Leader Course Senior SGL, describes what Day Zero consists of.
So far today, we're getting the soldiers here in process and getting them ready to get started with their small group leaders. Gonna do a TA-50 shakedown, make sure they have everything they need to start the course, everything to finish the course, and basically just give them a good in-processing briefing and tell them what's expected of them throughout the course.
Next.
Sergeant Faircloth also said every soldier should take this course if they desire to sharpen their leadership skills. Always first for Third Army Arson, I'm Specialist Brian Barwick, Camp Buring, Kuwait.
Soldiers learn what a bird's eye view is all about. Sergeant Jaime Hernandez explains.
The Raven unmanned aerial vehicle provides soldiers with surveillance, reconnaissance, and target acquisition in Afghanistan. Sergeant Walter Lopez Ortiz explains why he thinks learning how to operate it is important.
Every unit that actually goes out outside the wire, even if you're not outside the wire, inside the wire, get people familiar with it, just in case. You never know when you have to go out there, and you never know if you're needed to be able to fly it. They may have somebody that's like on R&R or can't go out on the mission. You don't just have one person, you have a few people trained up on it so they can take care of us while we're out there.
From Washington, I'm Sergeant Jaime Hernandez.
The Raven can operate during the day or night and send live video and still images. That's Soldiers Radio News from Soldiers Radio and Television.